The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Invasive species are not just an ecological disaster. Now it's shown that they are also expensive. Foreign species that slipped into the Great Lakes and the ballast tanks of ocean-going cargo ships cost the region economy at least $200 million a year, according to a new study. Sport fishing has taken the biggest hit, $123 million in just 2006, the year which the data was based. Participation is 11 to 35% lower on the lakes than it would have been if fish populations hadn't fallen because of invasive species. Other damaged sectors of the economy include wildlife viewing at $47 million in losses, raw water used by municipalities, power plants, and industries, a $27 million decline, and commercial fishing at over $2 million. Some conservation groups have called for stemming the species invasion by closing the St. Lawrence Seaway or declaring it off limits to ocean-going freighters. Others say the U.S. and Canada should work together to make sure that saltwater ships exchange their ballast water or rinse their tanks if empty while still at sea.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.